Welcome to Reflections. My name's Corey. I'm here with Madison and Brandon. Thank you for joining us. Reading today comes from Daily Reflections, March 13th, A World of the Spirit. We have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. It's from the Big Book, page 84. The word entered and the phrase entered into the world of the Spirit are very significant. They imply action, a prerequisite to maintaining my spiritual growth. The Spirit being the immaterial part of me. Barriers to my spiritual growth are self-centeredness and a materialistic focus on worldly things. Spirituality means devotion to spiritual rather than worldly things. It means obedience to God's will for me. I understand spiritual things to be unconditional love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and humility. Anytime I allow selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear to be a part of me, I block out spiritual things. As I maintain my sobriety, growing spiritually becomes a lifelong process. My goal is spiritual growth, accepting that I'll never have spiritual perfection.
When I read the quote from page 84, it just reminds me of step 10. Mm-hmm. Continuing to do a personal inventory. When we're wrong, we promptly admit it. The book tells us that we live with a progressive disease, and over any considerable period of time, it says we get worse, never better. In that, I believe that we have to live in a progressive spiritual solution. You know, the things that worked for me when I first got here, do those things still work? Of course they do. But I have to continue to do more. I have to grow in the Spirit. I have to grow in that love and that patience and tolerance. It points out in here that when we focus on worldly things, that takes us away from the Spirit. I know that's true in my life. If I'm not focusing on helping another addict or an alcoholic, if I'm not focusing on what's right before me, and what God has given me to do, then I tend to focus on other things. You know, I focus on my money situation, or I focus on what I have to do at work, or, you know, and although there's balance, there can be balance in that, I can get distracted really easily. You know, I'm kind of like a child. I need constant supervision. I constantly have to allow people in my life to pour into it and, you know, keep me in check. But in that, I can't allow the selfishness and the dishonesty and fear and resentment to crop up in my life, because the book also says that, you know, those things aren't for us, you know. The grouch, the brainstorm, they're not for us. It says it's the dubious luxury of normal people. You know, normal people can allow that to happen. But the moment that I allow those things to crop up in my life, I'm probably going to drink again. You know, it's not going to happen tomorrow, or it's not going to happen next week, but it's going to eventually happen. So I constantly have to allow God to just renew my spirit. And whatever God that is for you, you know, what I like about this program is that we get to choose our own conception of a higher power. And it's not so much religious as it is spiritual. And I don't know, my sponsor always told me, he was like, give yourself a break. You know, and I think that speaks to, you know, not the spiritual perfection of it. You know, we don't have to be perfect. It's all about progress. So as long as I'm living in a progressive spiritual solution, then I think I'll be doing okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Brandon. At my core, I am selfish, I'm self-centered, and I'm egocentric to an extreme. And so just as I chase the drugs and alcohol, I have to do the same with my recovery. If I'm complacent, that's who I become, right? I become selfish and self-centered, and I don't care about anybody but myself. I'm miserable. I can have everything in the world, right? All the material stuff, and it doesn't matter unless I'm happy. And that has been very true for me lately. You know, my own understanding of God every day to help me be the best, let's just say, servant of love or patience or kindness, definitely understanding, you know, because for people that don't progress in their recovery and their spirituality, I don't really want them in my life, you know. And it gets to a point where when you're sober long enough, you got to start looking at your emotional sobriety. And if you don't, it'll be more harmful to me. But then again, there's my self-centeredness. So goes back around to the spiritual way of things, patience, love, kindness, and tolerance. It's amazing when I just start doing what I'm supposed to be doing and being there with other alcoholics and addicts and just caring, you know, getting out of myself and my day-to-day work, I'm so much happier. And it just, like you said, I don't focus on what I have to do at work or, you know, and if, even if I think about that kind of stuff, my first thought is, yeah, well, whatever, it'll be fine. You know, I'll get through it. I've gotten through quite a bit. I think I'll get through a lack of sleep. You know what I mean? Just whatever it is. Spiritual growth is key. Definitely. To having a good life. For me, anyway.
And you're absolutely right. And I like right here at the end, accepting that I'll never have spiritual perfection. One thing that I've learned recently is that spiritual growth they talk about is not a linear process. You know, it's not that I get better today and tomorrow and just keep getting better and better. Like you both said, it's incredibly easy for me to focus on some material part of my life, and that becomes the most important part of my life. And like you were saying, it's remarkable how easy it is to rebalance those priorities just by doing the things I was taught in the beginning. Focusing on that spiritual growth, helping other people, you know, trying to be of service, trying to be patient with people, remembering to be humble, and it kind of brings the rest of my life back into focus. Those material things, those are important, you know, like just like everyone else, I have bills to pay, but that's not the most important part of my life. And I lose sight of that sometimes, and that's because, like it says here, and like it says in the book a few times, I'm not perfect and I'm never going to be, you know? And I've come to terms with, I'm pretty cool with not being perfect as long as I'm a little bit better than I was yesterday. Okay. You know?
I experienced God. I did not get sober believing in God. Like, I didn't. And I had an experience that was undeniable for me. And it's my own personal, but sometimes I don't always feel God, and I don't always see God in the world around me as I did at one point. And once I start helping another person, it could be so small, just somebody at the grocery store, like you don't even know who they are. They don't even have to be in recovery. But when I do stuff like that, I'm able to see God, and I'm able to feel him or her or whatever. And I start to see the synchronicity of my life, right? And how everything works out as it's supposed to. And it's the more I do it, the more I see it, and the more grateful I feel.
And I think that's how it says our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. That's growing in effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Thank you all for joining us. Joining us again next week for more fun stuff.